What's up, everyone, and welcome to Reboot. So you want to start streaming. It's you've seen it grow in popularity. You've watched Drake and other popular figures stream with Ninja. You've seen it grow. You've seen games like Fortnite bring it to the forefront and make people a lot of money. And it's something that you want to try out. But it's not as simple as just, well, I mean, I guess it is as simple as just plugging in your console or, you know, making sure you're online and clicking the go live button using the application that's on the Xbox or, you know, using a capture card streaming from your computer. It's not difficult to stream per se, but it is difficult to be successful at streaming. A lot of people come into streaming thinking, oh, well, this guy plays a game or he's not even that good at a game. How does he have so many people watching him? How is he able to keep such large numbers entertained? Why are people just watching somebody play a game? Or, you know, there's a lot of people that have the mindset of why would you even watch someone play a game at all? Why don't you just play the game yourself? But a lot of people like to compare it to, you know, people that watch soccer games and aren't playing soccer, people that watch basketball games or sports. Maybe they watch the cooking channel and watch other people cook food. Maybe they watch do-it-yourself or the home garden HGTV, and they watch people build and fix houses, even though it's not something that they're particularly doing at the moment, or that, you know, maybe they're at home relaxing and they're watching these things because it's something that you're interested in. It's a topic that they enjoy. It's a hobby that they have, whether it's building houses, constructing, using their hands, and they like to watch, you know, content of other people doing the same things because they want to be involved in that world. And the same thing goes for streaming. A lot of people play games as a part of their daily lives. It's something that they do to unwind when they get home from work. It's something that they either get really into, and sometimes when they just want to relax and sit back, they want to hang out in a community and, you know, watch the game, watch other people play the game in different ways, find out secrets, tricks and tips, to get better at the game. And at the same time, making friends with people in the chat, making friends with people that they can actually play with, playing with the streamer himself or herself. It's difficult to explain, but if you think that you're just gonna start streaming and you're instantly gonna get viewers and you're instantly gonna get money and you're gonna make this a career, it's not that simple. Because a lot of these streamers aren't getting the viewers that they get because they're the best players out there. Some are, you know, players like Ninja that are at high levels are getting a lot of the viewers because he is one of the best, if not the best player at that particular game. And you get the viewership from that. But there's a lot of other people that have made careers on Twitch, not because they're the best players of a game, but because they have a great personality, because they can talk to people, they make people feel welcome, and they form a community. And within this community, friendships are made and people meet up and get together and share good times. And it goes beyond the game. It goes beyond just being good at a game. And it just becomes at a place where people like to come and hang out and be with their friends and be with like-minded individuals that enjoy games just as much as they do, that can nerd out just as much as they nerd out. So you want to be a streamer. I guess the first thing is, do you have a console, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, or a PC that you're trying to stream from? And I guess we could save this for a whole other topic or for another episode where we'll dive deeper into the actual programs and things that you're going to need to download to start streaming if you're not doing it directly off your console. Obviously, if you're doing it from your console, you just need to get the Twitch app and follow some easy steps and you'll be live. But if you're going to be doing it from a PC and you want the overlays and you want the alerts and you want all the fancy schmancy stuff that a lot of these streamers have, then most likely you're going to be streaming using a capture card if you're doing it from a console, or you're going to be using your PC. For either case, you're going to be using OBS. So one of the first things I downloaded, or that I recommend if you're not going to be streaming from your console, is download OBS Studio. So if you're doing it from Windows, download the Windows version. Mac, download the Mac version. Linux, download the Linux version. Whichever one is going to suit you best for what you're trying to do. So make sure you have that, because that's pretty much the tool that's going to let you go live. That's the tool that I use. It's free. There's other tools. There's XSplit, and that is a paid application that you can use to stream. You can stream off the Elgato software. I use the Elgato capture card when I stream from my console, and that has its own streaming software. I'm not really familiar with that software as much as I am with OBS. OBS is what I use. It's free. It's open source. I really like it. And, you know, the majority of the streamers that you watch on Twitch or that you know of are using OBS. Now, very important, having a good internet connection is key. Now, I have Xfinity, and for the past week, I've been having issues trying to go live, which is one of the main reasons I'm even starting this project. I like to have a creative outlet. I like to put out content. I like to just put out content. It's something that I like to do. I can't help myself. And being that I can't stream, and I'm not really a YouTube type, I've come to making podcasts, or doing this first experimental podcast that I really hope you enjoy and find informative. I'm jumping all over the place and I apologize for that, but I'll try to be, once we get everything reined in and honed down, I'll try to be more concise and more focused on the topics that you would like to hear about. So OBS is definitely important. It's an open broadcasting software. You're going to download that. Just type in OBS, download that. Having good internet. Like I said, I have Xfinity and I've been having issues with my internet not having enough upload speed. So you're going to want more than probably about 6 to 8. Is like the minimum that you're going to want for upload speeds to be able to have a good stream. Some people have done it with less. I have 20, and I just have an issue having, my issue is I have constant degradation. So it'll jump to 15 or 16, then go down to 8. It's just very unstable. So hopefully we'll get that fixed here soon and I can get back to streaming. But for now, we're going to be doing this. Streaming is hard. People might think it's just playing games. It's more than that. You are putting yourself out there for the masses. And a lot of the times you're putting yourself out there to fail, essentially. And it's not to say that you can't succeed, but it's not as easy as just starting the stream and having a million people in your chat. People have to find you. And when there's thousands of other streamers that have been doing it for a lot longer, that have communities that they have built up, starting out with zero and trying to build up, it seems daunting. What I recommend is finding a game that you love to play. Finding a game that isn't saturated with everyone playing it, because that's setting you up to fail. Jumping into a game and it being the most popular game, Fortnite, for instance, PUBG, you're competing with thousands upon thousands of other people that are trying to do the same thing. Now, one of the best recommendations that I have if you're starting to stream. So what were the key things? Let's recap. OBS Studio, having good upload, having decent internet. If you're on Xbox or PS4, just going, starting streaming. If you're on PC, having a strong enough PC to to run the game that you're going to be playing, plus OBS. So a gaming PC is preferable. And then jumping in with expectations, setting your expectations, knowing that your first stream isn't going to be the best stream that there is, isn't going to be the most successful stream that there is, that the first couple ones might be quiet streams. Picking a game is important because, like I said, you can't just pick the most popular game because you're going to get drowned with everybody else trying to stream that game. What you should do is find a game that is popular but underrepresented. One that's not being played a lot on Twitch but has sold really well on Steam or other platforms. One that has high sales that a lot of people are playing but just not a lot of people are streaming. Try to find something like that. One that there isn't a million people in the directory. One that might have one, two, or three streamers with couple hundred, maybe 100 or 200, you know, maybe that one streamer with 1,000, and then the rest kind of level off at like 40, 50, 30, 20, and then it goes down from there. Finding a game like that that doesn't have a bunch of people in there and then sticking to that game is important because that's how you build a community. So you ingrain yourself in this game's community. You play the game, you try to get good at it, you make friends with people there, you help as many people out that you can, you're welcoming, you're friendly to anybody that says hello in your chat, and you go from there. So as you start building, you know, maybe one or two viewers, these people are gonna be your best friends. They're gonna be the people that you wanna know about their lives, you wanna talk to them every day or every time you stream. How was your day? How's everything going? Now, I'll give you an example. I'm not the best or most popular streamer on Twitch, but in the last year and a half, I've amassed 6,800 followers. I am partnered with a game called Warframe. And back maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago when I started, Warframe didn't have the popularity that it has right now. So they have a bunch of expansions, things that have changed the game, new quest lines, open world with Plains of Eidolon. They have this Venus map that's coming up, or this Venus expansion that's coming up shortly. And the game is being played by a lot of people, and a lot more eyes are on this game right now than they were before. But 2 years ago, when I started playing and streaming this game, the directory was not what it is now. There weren't big names. I was playing on Xbox One. I didn't have PC, so that gave me kind of a niche because Warframe is mainly a PC game. So when I jumped in and I started playing on Xbox, I would get a trickle in of people that would hang out hang out with me and help me out and teach me some of the ways of the game. Some veterans would come in, some new people. And as I learned to play the game, I would then turn and help other people that would come into my chat. I went from one or two people, which, by the way, the first two people that were in my stream are actually still, they're moderators of my chat, and they're still in my stream to this day, a year and a half later, which is banana sandwiches. So that's what I mean by making long-time friendships with these first people that are there, because they're going to be your base. They're the ones that are going to be friendly to other people that come in, to other people that try to interact with you. So these people are your best friends. Make sure you know about their lives. Make sure you know what's going on with them. Make sure that it's genuine, because coming into streaming with the mentality of I just want to make money and I just want to be make this my career, viewers can see right through that. And it's not something that they take positively, because then they feel like they're being used. Like, well, he's only using me to try to reach his end goals. When I started streaming, I did it because I wanted to make friends. I wanted to meet new people. I was coming out from a difficult stage in my life where I had to separate myself from every friend that I've ever known, every bad influence that was influencing me negatively. And I had secluded myself, and video games were the thing that kept me from insanity. So in my attempt to make friends and meet new people to play with and play multiplayer games, because I just wanted to play multiplayer games and I had nobody to play them with, I was like, well, maybe if I stream, I can make some friends and I can meet some people. And that grew into a relationship with a lot of my viewers and a lot of my moderators that is a long-time friendship that I talk to them every single day for the past year and a half. And we talk about life, we talk about ups and downs, we talk about positive and negatives and everything that has affected us. And we are friends in every sense of the word, other than the fact that we haven't met face to face. people can see if you're genuine. People can tell if you're a genuine person who is doing this for the right reason. The people can see and tell if you're doing them for the wrong reasons. So if you're coming in and trying to be a streamer who's just about, I just want to make money, chances are this isn't going to work out for you. And I'm just being honest. I'm being frank and I'm being 100 as best as I can. If you're in here for the money or you're trying to come to be a streamer just for the cash, it's probably not going to work out for you because that's not what it's about. Streaming is more than that. Streaming is community building, friendship making. Streaming becomes like essentially family building. You build a second family. My stream and my community is my family. I turn to them for everything and anything in my life. So that's just a mentality that you have to have going into this. It's that you have to be in it for the right reasons or you're not going to succeed. I don't want to make this too long. This is my introductory episode. This is just me rambling on about some things. I'm going to try to be more, dig a little deeper and maybe be more topical on this next run. But hopefully I kind of give you an introduction as to who I am and what I'm about. By the way, some housekeeping. My name is Skies. You can find me at twitch.tv/Skies. We will continue this next time. You can follow me at Twitter. Wait, what did I change my name? Whatever. I don't know. Find me on Twitter. Skies, S-K-E-E-Z, smiley happy face with the blood on it. I'll be better next time, guys, I promise. But hopefully you got something out of this. If you did, make sure to leave a review, leave a like. We will be coming. Tell me what you would like to hear more about. Anything that you want to learn about streaming, anything that you want to know, I'll be more than happy to do my best to try and inform you. And I'll catch you guys on the next one.